that when we preach through a book of the Bible, like we are the book of James, or we've looked through the book of Esther, since we've been here, it's obvious when we're in a series, when we're going verse by verse, or when we look at a character of the Bible, like John the Baptist, or we preach through the Beatitudes, it's obvious it's a series. And sometimes I come to a passage or a book, and it's obvious there's a series here. Then sometimes you get in the middle of something, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and I find myself, well, this is a series. Well, it'd been in my heart to preach from this 10th chapter of John this morning, but the truth is, in these recent days, it has gotten bigger and bigger. So we're about to embark on a series, I guess, maybe a mini-series, however many services the Lord wants us to look at it, from this 10th chapter of John, on the shepherd and his sheep. Now, before I read the text this morning, I want to set the context. I have reminded you before, but I will remind you again this morning. The chapter divisions in the Bible are not inspired. They didn't write that way in Hebrew. They didn't write that way in Greek. They came much later. And sometimes the divisions come at not the best of places. And then sometimes we read through one chapter and we end and we begin a new chapter and we think, well, this is something totally new. That's not always the case. And that's not the case in John chapter 10. In John chapter 10, it's in the same context. The Lord is speaking to the same crowd of people. It was a mixed multitude. The scribes and the Pharisees and the religious leaders are there, and the disciples are there. And the conversation, or really I suppose I should say the confrontation, that begins in John 9 continues through John chapter 10. Our Lord is confronting this religious crowd, the scribes and the Pharisees. Our Lord reveals that they're like the false shepherds of Ezekiel 34. They're like the false shepherds of Jeremiah 23. They're only interested in themselves. They're only interested in what they can get from the flock. They're not interested in the sheep. No, they have selfish motives. And our Lord continues this confrontation in this 10th chapter of John. And when the Lord is done, when the Lord is finished pulling off their mask and exposing them for the hirelings, the thieves, the robbers that they are, I want you to know they're beside themselves. They say in verse 20, he has a devil. They look to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, that man is demon possessed. They say in verse 20, he's insane. He's mad. He's lost it. He's lost it. And finally, in verse 31, they go to gathering up stones that they might stone the Lord of glory himself. Now, what brings about such a reaction? Well, in a simple word, the short answer is this: it's the truth. The Lord proclaims the truth of God, and they can't handle it. And it's not just that the Lord exposes them for being false shepherds. It's not just that the Lord exposes them for being hirelings and robbers. The Lord says to them, you are not even sheep. It's not just that they're false shepherds. They're not even sheep. They're not even a part of the family of God. Well, I want you to know, the same reaction really occurs today when you really examine what John 10 has to say. And we're going to do that over the course of the next Sunday or two. This morning, from the first 10 verses, I want to magnify the door of the sheep. You may have been through a lot of doors. You came through these doors this morning. You may have been through a lot of doors, but I want you to know the most important thing is that you know this morning that you have come through and you have entered into the door of the sheep. Amen. We're going to magnify that thought this morning. Listen to John 10 verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again. The Lord wants them to get it. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And the Lord will add his blessings to the reading of his word this morning. I want to magnify this morning the door of the sheep. And I want to begin by helping you, and I pray the Holy Ghost would help all of us to focus on this picture this morning. Now here's the thing. We sometimes get so familiar with a picture or so familiar with a passage of Scripture that we think we know what it says. We think we know all that is there. And as you read this chapter, as you read the 10 verses I've read in your hearing, a number of times it mentions a door. And if you're not careful, you'll read John 10 and say, well, there's a number of doors in this chapter. But the truth is, that's really, really not the picture. In fact, the truth is this morning, there are two foes in this passage. There are two foes in this passage, but there's really ultimately only one true door in this passage. There are two sheepfolds in this passage. In verses 1 through 5, there's what I want to call a common sheepfold, or we could say a community sheepfold, or we could even say a city sheepfold. Say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, in those days, every city, of course, many were not big enough to be called what we'd call a city. Every town or every village would have constructed a sheepfold. And when shepherds would come in from the countryside, when shepherds would have to come to town, come to the city, come to the village there, had to do business. Maybe they were having a census and they had to travel and give an account of the census. Or maybe they were coming there to visit family or whatever reason, doesn't really matter. When shepherds would come with their flocks from out in the countryside, they would come into town. Well, they had to do something with them at night. Every village had a community, a common sheepfold, a large structure where all these different shepherds would put their sheep, would lead their sheep into at night. In these sheepfolds, in these common sheepfolds, there would often be several different flocks of sheep from several different places. And all of these community, all of these common sheepfolds, they had a porter, it tells us in this passage. They had a gatekeeper. He was hired to look over the sheep that night, and he was the porter. He was the gatekeeper. In fact, this common, this community, this common sheepfold did have a literal door with hinges. It swung open and it swung closed. And the gatekeeper, the keeper of the door, the porter there, guarded the gate and through the night. And every morning, when it was then time, maybe the shepherd's business was done. It was time to take his flock back out in the countryside or back home, wherever the case may be, maybe to the next city. If he was traveling a long distance somewhere, every morning the shepherds would come down to the porter, and the porter would open under the shepherds. Not just anybody, would open under the shepherds. And those shepherds would then stand inside that common sheepfold, and they would call their sheep. And their sheep would then follow them out, and they'd make their way back home, or they'd make their way wheresoever the shepherd might want them to be. Now, someone says, well, that sounds like that would be mass confusion. Oh, no, no, no. Sheep know their shepherd. Sheep follow the voice, not of strangers, not of shepherds. I mean, a sheepfold might have a number of flocks, might be a number of flocks within that sheepfold, and a shepherd might step up and call his sheep. The sheep that were not his would not come. The sheep that were his were not his would not follow, but his sheep would come, and his sheep would follow. In verses 1 through 5, it's that common, large sheepfold. There's a porter. He's watching over the sheep by night. But in verse 7 and following, there is a second sheepfold. This is a different sheepfold. This is, if I could use this term, this is a chosen sheepfold. This is a sheepfold that just hadn't been built by anybody. This is a sheepfold that's been built by the shepherd himself. This is a sheepfold that's been built by the shepherd for his sheep, not for everybody, not for anything other than his sheep. It had only a narrow, narrow opening. This sheepfold doesn't have a door with hinges like we think of. It's just a narrow, narrow opening. Say, well, where's the door at? The shepherd's the door.
At night, he would place his flock. He would place his sheep in that sheepfold. And at night, the shepherd would lay down in that opening. The shepherd himself would be the door. Every sheep had to go by the shepherd. If a wolf came, if a stranger came, he would turn them away. The shepherd is the door of this chosen sheepfold. This country sheepfold, if you want to use the country and the city comparison there whatsoever. Now hear me this morning. Watch this picture. Watch this picture. See, a lot of times we read through John 10, we think, well, it's just one sheep. No, they two sheepfolds here. They're two different sheepfolds. There's one that's common. There's one that anybody's flock from all over can be gathered into. But oh my, then there is a special chosen sheepfold. For chosen sheep. Sheep that belong to the shepherd. Now right quick, watch the picture. What's the picture in this passage? I want to tell you, this first sheepfold is not, contrary to how it's often preached, this first sheepfold is not the church. It is not the church. And it's certainly not heaven. I've heard that before as well. So, hey, no preacher. He doesn't lead us out of the church. The shepherd doesn't lead us out of the church. The shepherd leads us into the church, and the shepherd leads us onward to heaven. Yes. Oh, no, no, no. And then beyond that, the Lord says, now I have other sheep that are not of this fold. Remember who he's preaching to, not just his disciples. He's confronting those thieves, those robbers, that religious crowd. He says, I've got sheep that's not of this fold. I've got sheep that's not even in this fold. Oh, my. This first sheepfold in verses 1 through 5, it's Israel. It's religion. It's religious Israel in particular. And the Lord came to call men out of religion. The Lord came to call men unto himself. Now, I ain't gonna preach it, but I know somebody's done gonna come ask me after the service. Somebody's gonna say, well, preacher, if that sheepfold's Israel, who's the porter? The porter in this context is John the Baptist. I know in places the Holy Ghost is a picture of the porter, and the Holy Ghost represents the job of a porter, but in this context, the porter's John the Baptist. John the Baptist is the last Old Testament prophet. You say he's in the New Testament. Yeah, he's in the New Testament, but he's the last Old Testament prophet because John the Baptist comes on the scene and says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. John the Baptist comes and says, the shepherd's coming. The shepherd's coming. But hey, it's better than that. He says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I'm talking about a picture. Listen right quick this morning. I'm talking about a picture. Well, if this first sheepfold's Israel, if this first sheepfold is religion, what's this second sheepfold? This second sheepfold, sure enough, is the church. This second sheepfold is the church because the church is built by God's own hand. He himself is building his church, and he himself is the entrance, the door into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my. Because the Lord himself came to lay himself down and to give his life for the sheep. Oh my. See, Christ is not the door to religion. He's the door of redemption. Christ is not the door of earth. Christ is the very door of heaven. The picture. I'm talking this morning about the door of the sheep. Here's the picture. Right quick, the particulars. What about this door? Jesus says, I am the door. What's the particulars? Well, there's a host of them. I'm not going to give them all to you, but can I say to you, he's the open door. He's the door that's opened to his sheep. He's the door that's open to his flock. He's the door that's open to his sheep who've been given to him by the Father. John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Any who'll come to him lawfully, any who'll come to him by faith, any who'll come to him by repentance, he'll in no wise cast out. He'll receive unto himself. The door is wide open, flung wide open at Calvary for all who'll come and confess Christ as Lord. He's the open door. He's the open door this morning. And now hear me this morning, the door's not always going to be open. The door's not always going to be open. There was that open door in the ark. But when the rain came, God closed. Noah didn't close the door. God closed the door and shut him in. In Matthew 25, remember the parable of the wise and foolish virgins? Why the foolish virgins went out to try to hunt some oil. They came back and the door was closed. Hear me this morning, Christ is the door, and he's open this morning. If you would but come unto him this morning, he'll receive you unto himself. If you'll come in faith and repentance, he's the open door this morning. But the door's not always going to be open. It's an open door. He's an open door. But could I say to you this morning, he's an exclusive door. He's an exclusive door. He's the door of the sheep, but he's not the door of goats. He's the door of the sheep. He's not the door of strangers. He's not the door of wolves. No, no, no. This door, open to any who'll come by faith, open to any who'll come in repentance, but oh my, for those that would try to come some other way, oh my, they do not gain entrance. It's an exclusive door. It's the door of the sheep. Thank God for the glorious call of the gospel. Whosoever will may come, but there's more to the gospel than that. There's more to the gospel than that. It's not just whosoever will may come one day as a lad of a boy on the second floor of the Sunday school building, third door on the left in the back corner, Scott Moneyham's name was called.
Amen.
Why? Because the shepherd calls his sheep by name. He came exclusively calling me that day. This door is an exclusive door. Oh my, thank God. Whosoever will may come, but it's better than that. Thank God he calls us by name. I mean, what's more blessed? What's more precious for me to say, hey, all of you, come over to the house. Or this, I come to you personally, and I personally, by name, say, won't you come over to my house? Oh, it'd be good to say, everybody come over to my house, but oh my, if I step up and say, you by name, would you come? Hey, I thank God for the grace, yes, the mercy of God, the goodness of God. Whosoever will may come, if they'll come to Christ and by Christ, but it's better than that, it's a call by name. Why? It's an exclusive door. It's an exclusive door. Can I say to you right quick, it's the only door. This door is the only door. That sheepfold had one entrance and only one entrance. That Ark of Noah had one entrance and only one entrance. The tabernacle had one entrance and only one entrance. And when it comes to salvation, when it comes to Christ, there's one door and only one door. He's the door. Notice Jesus does not say, I am a door. He doesn't say, I'm one of many. He says, I am the door. the one and only. He says, here three chapters over, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. He's the one and only way. There's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be, can be saved. I'm talking about this door, an open door, an exclusive door, the only door. I want to tell you this morning, it's a narrow door. His door is a narrow door. Now again, we talk about that common. We talk about that city. We talk about that community sheepfold where anybody can get in. No, that chosen sheepfold. That sheepfold built by the shepherd's own hands. It has a narrow opening. It has a narrow door. In fact, it's so narrow, only one sheep at a time can get in. Now, thank God we can be in a service, and thank God several people can get saved, but I want you to know they get saved one at a time and only one at a time. And the door is so narrow, only one sheep, and just the sheep. Just the sheep. Now, sheep aren't oxen. Sheep don't tote loads. Sheep don't bear burdens. But I want you to know only the sheep can get through the door. Everything else is excluded. Any baggage is excluded. And when it comes spiritually, coming to Christ, sin's got to be left behind. Sin's got to be cast off as you come to Christ. Why? He's the narrow door. In fact, don't take my word for it. Listen to what he said. He said, enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Oh my, but narrow, he says, is the way. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. I'm talking about the particulars of this door. It's a narrow door. It's a saving door. It's a saving door. What does the Lord say? He says that I am the door. And by me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved. Saved from destruction. Saved from condemnation. Saved from the wrath of God. It's a saving door. Christ is the saving door, and only through Christ and by Christ and by going to Christ and coming through Christ can you be saved from your sins. Oh my, I'm talking about the door of the sheep. It's a personal door. It's a personal door. The shepherd himself is the door. Thank God for our church. Thank God for a Holy Ghost church. But this church is not the door. The church is not the door. Christ is the door. Christ is the door. You can join this church. You can join every church. You can join a church that's got the right kind of Bible, sings the right kind of hymns. But unless you come to him, you'll miss it. Why? He's the door. He's the personal door. Could I say to you right quick, there's the passage. He speaks of the passage in this text. It's not just that you know there's a door. A sheep could be out there in the pasture, and the shepherd is calling the sheep in for the night to come into the fold, to come through the door. The sheep can see a door. The sheep can know that there's a door. But I want you to know, it's one thing to know there's a door, and it's a whole nother thing to come and to go through the door. Hey, you know there's a door. You know there's a Calvary. You know Christ died for you and still died and go straight to hell. In fact, you talk about being near the door. You talk about being close to the door. Judas was so close to the door, Judas kissed the door and went out and went to hell. Judas kissed the very door and departed and died. Because there is this passage. Oh man, you must come to Christ. You must come through Christ. He said, how'd I do that, preacher? By faith, by trust, by calling on him. Is that not what they said, that jailer? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He could have said, you believe on Christ, you'll go right smack dab through the door, the passage of the door. I close with this and I'm done. There is the promise of this door. Now, not of every door. Not of every door. Hey, you remember? You remember that old show, Let's Make a Deal? Sometimes there's some booby prizes behind the door, behind the curtain. There's a promise of some special things, but they're only through his door. They're only through the door of the sheep. Say, what's the promise, preacher? In verse 9, it's the promise of life. It's the promise of salvation. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. It's life. It's salvation. Look at verse 10. He gets even better than that. He says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. There's life and life more abundant. There's salvation. There's satisfaction all through his door, but it's only through his door. You get to enjoy life. You get to enjoy abundant life if you're sheep. Now let me say that again. You get to enjoy life and abundant life only if you are a sheep. Only if you come to and through his door, he himself who is the door. Say, preacher, you sure? Oh, yeah. Because only his sheep, only his sheep can say, the Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. Only his sheep can say, I shall not want, because that's the supply you get on his side of the door, on the other side of the door. Only his sheep can say, he making me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. But those out yonder don't have it. Goats don't have it. Wolves don't have it. Only his sheep that have come through his door can say, he leadeth me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. He restoreth my soul. That's healing. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth his sheep. He leadeth his flock in the paths of righteousness. That's guidance. But he only leads his sheep. He doesn't lead goats. He doesn't lead goats. He doesn't lead wolves. He leads sheep. He's a shepherd. He's the good shepherd, the great shepherd. And he's the door of the sheep. And only those that pass through him can say that he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's purpose. How about this? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. That's protection. How about this? For thou art with me. That's presence. He's not with every fold. He's not with every fold. He's not in every fold. He doesn't visit every fold, but he's the door of his fold. He's the door of his sheep. How about this? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's shepherding. That's shepherding. But he doesn't shepherd goats. He doesn't chastise. Hey, if you can sin and get by with it, mark her down, I am not a sheep. Because he chastises his sheep. He with a rod and a staff, shepherd guides his sheep. How about this? Thou preparest the table before me. That's provision. Before mine enemies, that's victory. How about this? Thou anointest my head with oil. That's soothing. But the shepherd doesn't anoint a goat. The shepherd doesn't anoint somebody that doesn't belong to him. But for his sheep, those that have come through the door, they get the oil. They get anointed with oil. Yea, they get filled with the oil of the Holy Ghost on mine. How about this? My cup runneth over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's blessing. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security and forever. That's eternity. But that's only those that have come through the door. See, it's one thing to know the shepherd, and another thing to know the psalm. I go to a lot of funerals. On the back of that little bulletin, whatever you call that thing, it's common from the print the 23rd Psalm. I've been to a lot of funerals. That 23rd Psalm may be printed on that funeral bulletin or whatever you call the thing. It ain't got a thing to do with that individual. The 23rd Psalm is for his sheep. The 23rd Psalm are for those that have passed through the door, through Christ. For Christ is the door. You know the psalm this morning, but you sure enough better know the shepherd. And you can know there's a door this morning. You can even know who the door is. I'm not preaching to anybody this morning that hadn't heard these truths this morning. You can know who the door is. That's one thing. But coming to the door and passing through the door is another thing. The old Presbyterian preacher James Montgomery Boyce said this. He said, oh, what a blessing that he said he's the door. Because if he was the wall, it was left up to our strength and our ability to climb up. We wouldn't have been able to climb, for we had no strength. He said, oh, I'm so glad he said he was the door. Because if he'd have said he was the long passageway with some twists and some turns, he'd have said, I'd have surely turned right when I should have turned left. I'd have lost my way. He said, I'm so glad. He said, I am the door of that simple faith. And by simple faith, you and I pass through into the sheepfold of God and into all that the shepherd has. Oh, my, I'm talking this morning about the door of the sheep. Yea, this morning he is that door. Yea, this morning he is that door. And yea, this morning he stands at the door and says, yes, whosoever will may come, but only those that are called by his name, and only those called by name ever do come. But he still calls whosoever will may come at the same time, but you must come. And he stands today as the shepherd. In James 5:9, James warns us that the day's going to come when he will not stand at the door as shepherd. He will stand at the door as judge. As judge. I wonder this morning, have you passed through the door? Joseph Gilmore in 1862 penned these words. He says, he leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I'll be, still God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me by his own hand. He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. He leads his sheep. He leads those who have passed through his door. We standing, heads about, eyes are closed. I'm going to pray. And we're going to head to the house unless you need to do something. There is a door
whereby you can pass this morning? Yes. Yes. If you will come by faith and repentance, he will in no wise cast you out. And if he's a calling your name this morning, you better be running and come running unto him. Because there's one door and only one door. And you can say all day, you can say all day long, I'm a sheep. But if you ain't been through the door, and if you're not following after him, oh my, something's dead in the woodpile. Oh my, there are a lot of ways to get in religion. There are a lot of ways to get into the religion and the thinking of the world. But Christ came to call out all that. Christ came to call his sheep unto himself. He came to call unto life and life more abundant. He came to call unto salvation and satisfaction. He is the door of the sheep. Have you been to him? Have you been through him this morning? If not, I pray you might come. I pray if not, I pray for the day to come when God would call you by your name. Amen. But you without excuse, because I've already told you, whosoever will may come. So you ain't going to be able to throw nothing in God's face one day, friend. He's taking that excuse away from you. But thank God today for the door of salvation, the door of heaven, the open door that allows men, women, boys, and girls that'll come by faith unto him. Oh my, oh my. Father, thank you for the word of God this morning. God, I'm glad this morning I'm a part of the flock. God, I'm glad you've got the flock in sight. God, I'm glad you've got the flock in view. But oh Lord, I'm glad I don't get lost in the crowd. I'm glad you've got this lamb. You've got this lamb in sight. You've got this lamb in view, oh God. Thank you, God, for the day you called me unto yourself. Thank you, God, for the day you granted me faith and belief that, Lord, I might come and pass through the door, oh God. But Lord, there's some boys and girls, and they are some adults in this service. They know about the door, seen the door, have seen no doubt others pass through the door, but never have come. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Awaken them, call them, draw them under the fold, under the family of God before it's everlasting too late, oh God. Amen. Oh Lord, may we, God, rejoice in you our shepherd. Oh yes, you our shepherd. Oh yes, but oh Lord, may we rejoice and you are the door of the sheep. Lord, you're my door. Amen. You're my door. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. In your holy, righteous name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, if you're not a sheep, or if you might be a thief or a robber, you want to try to come up some other way. This truth is revolting. This truth makes you want to throw a stone at the preacher or somebody else. I'm not the preacher. I'm just a mailman. I delivered his word this morning. Come while the door is open. Shake hands, you go. Don't forget service tonight. You're at liberty if you're a sheep.